Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. I've become a big fan of taking vacations in Normandy, France. There is something about the gentle Norman countryside that really appeals to me, and believe me, you do eat well when you're over there. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of the Waterfront Kitchen, one of the most popular items in Normandy threw you a curve the first time I talked about it.
Yeah, certainly.
And it's the galette, which you thought was...
Like a rustic pastry pie type thing, which is what I call a galette.
Which 90% of the people of the world call it
right,
that.
Probably.
But when you move into Normandy, it changes its definition. And what they're referring to is a crepe that's made out of buckwheat flour, which is darker.
Yeah.
And it's inevitably, it's a savory crepe.
Okay.
And not the sweet variety, which is made out of a lighter flour. And these are served at just about every restaurant you go into. And there's, you know, little creperie galette stores all over the place.
Huh.
So real easy to come about.
Yeah.
And they are a very informal food.
Yeah. I mean, eat with your hands, right?
Well, you can, but I think most people will take a knife and fork to it. Okay. Some people I've seen walking down the boardwalk munching on one.
Yeah.
But they're really good. And you can really let your imagination run wild, which is why I want to talk about them today.
Okay.
The normal galette that you have generally will have some sort of cheese in it, usually grated Gruyere, which is the, kind of their cheese of choice. Quite often it goes what they call forestière, which means they're going to have mushrooms involved.
Uh-huh.
And quite often they'll have some egg. They'll actually just crack an egg on the galette as it's cooking.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And with a fork, spread it really thin so that the heat cooks the egg.
Huh.
And they can put a little bit of a very thinly sliced cured ham, almost like a prosciutto, on top of it. And it becomes really, really nice. Because there are so many farmers markets there, and we actually went shopping for this, there's a lot of vegetables that you can buy that really, really go well with a galette.
Uh-huh.
And the trick is going to be to slice them down and get them nice and small,
dice,
not going to be lumpy inside of it. And what we thought would really work well would be things like a tender young zucchini and some nice yellow summer squash.
Always good.
It is good. And onions, they have some beautiful onions, and I just love the yellow Vidalia type onions. Little small creamer potatoes, which are very tender, and I would work with those. A little bit of a red pepper for some color.
Sure.
And then I would also buy some uncooked sausage.
Okay.
And I'm going to deal with that separately in a separate pan. And, of course, some grated Gruyere cheese.
Sure.
And the basic galette recipe for the batter is really extremely simple.
Right.
Some say it's just the flour, water, and salt.
Ugh,
and that's a little too simple.
Yeah, that's too basic.
That's a little too basic. But the one that I like to use has 2.5 cups of buckwheat flour and 1 cup of all-purpose flour.
Sure.
A little bit of salt, 2 cups of milk, and 2 cups of water, because you're going to be thinning this down a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then 1/2 cup of clarified butter, which really tends to just bind everything. And
it's a pretty thin batter.
It should be a thin batter.
Yeah.
It really should be. You're not making a big fluffy pancake.
Yes, exactly.
When you're doing this, you are doing something a lot like a crepe, and you need a big pan. And what you also need is a warm oven where you can cook a galette, put it on a plate, put some wax paper, put another on top of it. Just keep
just build up a whole bunch of these.
A whole bunch of
these, cooking away.
So you can do the fillings. And we really recommend just going shopping at the farmer's market.
Yes.
Picking up all sorts of veggies and seeing what you can do with them. Have fun with those galettes. Yeah. I think they're great. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.